All right, hello and welcome everyone to yet another episode of The Spotlight. And that's exactly what we are going to do. We're going to spotlight yet another awesome producer and her show. Tonight, I have with me the pleasure of having with me Miss Angela Puerto Real of Diva Speaks Relationships. So,
hi, Don.
Hello, lady. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's been a long time.
It has. So good to see you. And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. The pandemic just kind of put that buffer, that gulf between us.
It did.
I'm glad to see you.
I'm so glad to see you.
Yes. So let's start with this name, because I know everybody, what's Puerto Real, who may not have seen the show yet.
Okay.
So give me the origin of that name.
Angela Puerto Real, my last name.
Both.
Okay, Angela, my birth mom, may she rest in peace. I never knew her.
Okay.
It is rumored that she is part Ethiopian.
Okay.
So that's where Angela comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Puerto Real is my husband's name. Mm-hmm. He's from the island, the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have this arrogance about me now that I say our name better than he does.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's a lot of history and a lot of culture in there. And I can see Ethiopia. I can see it. So that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. And if you will, just give us a little bit of background about Diva Speaks. Where does that come from?
Okay. So I started, okay, so it was back around the, I think it was like the year 2019,
mm-hmm.
and I was on a road with my husband, and we would listen to various shows in the truck, and some of the, I don't want to call the name, but it's a nationally syndicated radio show.
Okay.
And they would dispense advice. And I would always have a different perspective, mm-hmm. not necessarily having a rebuttal
mm-hmm.
or finding their advice to be problematic. I just thought that there was more that could have been offered to the conversation than what was presented, especially to readers or followers or fans that took the time out of their day to write into the show
mm-hmm.
in hopes that their letter would be heard and to get some feedback.
Right.
So that was number one. Number two, I just thought it was, it continues to be disheartening to listen to some of the information that is being broadcasted
mm-hmm.
and then at the end of it to be, you know, the people, the whoever is in the subject matter,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're making fun of them.
Mm.
So I decided to at that time start a podcast. And I did. Diva Speaks Relationship Podcast was formed.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I got into it, you know, people from, you know, where I graduated high school, they helped me to remember I've always been that girl.
Wow.
I don't know. I didn't make the connection. But I've always been the girl, the young woman that people always sought out for advice.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been the person, even in between marriage one and two.
Okay.
you know, family members would come to me,
wow.
come to my house, invite me over, bring their friends over. And I'm the person that people would want to sit down and talk to about
wow.
what was going on. I've always had that gift.
Okay.
So I decided to do the podcast. And
okay.
that's where it started. And from there, oh my God, God has been amazing. I share the same hosting site as Access 21, so I'm not really promoting anything.
That's
but
okay.
the analytics showed that there was a lot of interest
mm.
in the things that I was saying.
Mm.
And my audience seemed to be abroad, mostly
really?
Overseas. And
wow.
if you know anything about how the relationship climate is now, people from overseas usually subscribe to traditional values.
Mm-hmm.
And so the things that I am saying and was saying at that time spoke to their core values.
Okay.
So I dipped off into ministry, Diva Speaks Relationship Ministry,
mm-hmm.
got myself on a few, five to be exact, ministry channels.
Wonderful.
And if you add that to the fact that Access 21 has a Roku channel.
Right.
So at one particular time last year, I was on eight different Roku channels.
Wow.
And I was getting feedback from each of them. All of them were saying the same thing, that the numbers were great, this and that. And
mm-hmm.
I decided at that time, I want to see if I can get my own Roku channel for my show,
right,
and build it slowly. I'm not in a rush to
mm-hmm.
add a lot of content creators or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just strictly want to focus on nostalgia when times were good, when you know, the environment was about family, was about love.
Yeah.
So with the channel, my Roku channel, I really focus on the talk show aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I do the ministry aspect on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then in between that, I throw in a lot of good stuff that make people feel good.
Well, that's good. And I know what I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
You go right in and you make it very clear that this is for those of you who are in your committed relationships, you know, but for your spouses, your marriage, we're talking about the commitment and the things that need to happen.
Right.
So you establish the foundation for that.
I want to be very clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
I do say, I've recently started going live on one of the platforms that holds a lot of weight right now.
Okay.
And there is a tremendous hunger and thirst. You know your people when they come.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not for you, you'll keep scrolling.
Right.
Or I won't capture your attention.
Right.
But what I've seen now is the culture, the climate, the society that we live in subscribe to this almost, I just have to say, demonic, satanic way of thinking about relationships. Their approach is, I ain't got time for this. I know my worth. And the finger pointing, the adversarial approach.
Okay.
You know, the chaos, no accountability. I'm just saying, this is not what it should be. So on my platform, just like you said, I am quick to let you know, if you like that type of entertainment, if you like the men versus the women and the finger pointing, my show is not for you. My content will bore you to death because I want to talk to the grown people.
Okay.
I want to talk to the people, even if you're not married,
mm-hmm.
there's substance in what I'm saying.
Right.
Because I find that it is not when times are good
mm-hmm.
that you want or you need anything. When you're first meeting somebody, well, there may be a conversation on what to identify as a red flag, a green flag, mm-hmm. when to pump the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that people are in need when the enemy attacks the relationship.
Okay, yeah.
You are in need when something unexpected happened. It mm-hmm. doesn't always have to be something that your spouse or your significant other has done.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, the death of a parent.
Mm-hmm.
could trigger something
mm.
and throw the relationship off base.
Okay.
Bad association
mm-hmm.
can infiltrate your relationship.
Okay.
I know that personally.
Okay.
I know that bad association spoils useful habits, and I've watched how the enemy came in like a flood and almost, almost destroyed everything that God had blessed me with.
Wow.
So when I talk and I approach all relationships from a standpoint, we need to keep the family together.
Okay.
Don't subscribe to this cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
If it's workable, let's work it out.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, it's good that you're talking about, because I was going to ask a question about what you were witnessing out there in this community. You touched base on it.
Mm-hmm.
People who are pointing fingers and not wanting to be accountable for their own actions. And so obviously you've seen that and you continue to see it. Tell me about the positive feedback that you've received from your viewers and people who want to know more about what you do.
I get a lot of comments and I get a lot of emails.
Mm-hmm.
That thank me for being transparent, that thank me for addressing issues.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would like to say is that I've said a lot of times, my show is about the kind of conversations that you have with your girlfriend, your trusted girlfriend.
Yeah.
When you really don't want to, you don't want nobody to know what's going on, because I'm super anal about privacy. But my show is to make you feel as if you're having that one-on-one with your girlfriend about what you're going through with your man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that once this is over, this is where the conversation stays.
Okay, yeah.
I have received feedback that that is what's coming across to my listeners.
Good.
And they like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I value privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're tuning in, and if you're a loyal supporter,
mm-hmm.
you value privacy too. And that's the one thing I'm talking about, things that you don't want to talk about, private matters, things that may be going on in the home or your relationship or your marriage that you know I can't talk to my family, mama, pawpaw, grandmama them, because if I tell them, they're going to give me their opinions. And based on how they're feeling that day, I may get something different versus what God may have in store for me or God's plan and will for my life. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just tune in to somebody that got some basic common sense, a moral compass, and a woman of a particular age, and I'll hear. And if something grabs me, then I can take that and apply that in my own relationship.
Right. And also, too, you were saying if you tell mama or you tell some family members, they'll bring their generation or the way they responded to those things.
They
and
do.
A lot of things have changed. A lot, I think women have more of a voice now than a lot of past and previous generations.
True.
And we always do want to make sure that things are balanced, you know, when you talk about male, female, or the spouses and your significant other's opinion, you want to make sure that there's that balance.
Of course.
So that's another reason I would think would be in order for you to just kind of talk to people directly, and they can tune in and they can hear a an unbiased,
absolutely
fresh and relatable perspective.
Right. Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
That's good.
I believe in balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe it depends on, you know, what kind of litter, because that's the direction now that the show has taken on across all platforms is addressing letters and issues that speak to basically what the premise of the show. But now you can hear that someone else is going through something that you may be going through, or you're trying to survive.
Right.
Or, you know, you're healing from. So in the letters, depending on, I hate to say this, depending on who's at fault, I'll address that gender. I recently had a letter, saddest thing, from a husband whose wife was pregnant. This is her third pregnancy, for example.
Okay.
And turns out she was, her little secret came out. The wife is pregnant for someone else, possibly.
Ooh.
And the wife has given the husband something. The gynecologist.
Okay. An STD.
Right.
Let's just say.
So typically what you'll see on different social media platforms, you will hear a lot of gender bashing.
Yeah.
And because I am a certain gender, it would be, it would seem that I would point the finger at him, point the finger at him, and not hold her accountable for what she's done.
Right.
But what I did in this particular instance was I did address, you know, the person that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I also let the male know that, you know, I see some issues with you too.
Okay.
You know, having
that balance.
That balance.
Okay. Well, that is a very sticky situation.
Very.
And unfortunately, I think it happens a lot. I think it happens a lot. And then you bring children into it. And so that's another whole dynamic, right?
I would say that's the saddest thing is when a relationship or a marriage begins to crumble.
Mm-hmm.
And you have children involved.
Yeah.
And the two of you are trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the children not necessarily are trying to pay attention, but is right there in the forefront.
Yeah.
They're in the home.
Mm-hmm.
They're listening to the arguments. They're watching how the two of you are interacting with one another.
Right.
And the saddest thing is that's going to be imprinted in their mind. And when they grow up to be adults, it's a real possibility that they will repeat what they've witnessed.
Yeah.
So,
that's
unfortunate.
Well, I like that. I'm glad that you brought that up. I like that you brought that specific thing up. And I am curious, of course, because, you know, your show is, you know, Diva Speaks Relationship. What did you say to the gentleman?
Oh, Don, you're trying to get me in trouble.
Well, now, let me
no,
back
it was,
up.
It's everywhere now.
That may
so.
Not be what you shared on your show.
It is? Yeah, I shared
it. Well, I didn't see that episode.
Okay,
so
let me back up a little bit.
Okay.
The husband wanted the wife to terminate her pregnancy.
Okay.
The husband advised me and the wife that if you want to stay in the marriage, you have to terminate this pregnancy if it is not my child. Mm. They had to be a couple of means because he's already paid a few grand to have the paternity test done in advance. Mm-hmm. He wrote me in the meantime looking for some feedback while waiting on the results. Mm-hmm. So her options were to terminate the pregnancy or keep the baby and leave with nothing. Mm. I found that to be extremely harsh.
Yeah.
I think the very thought of, I don't want to say the K word, unaliving or ending a pregnancy for the sake of saving a relationship or to be with a man, that blows my mind. And yeah. I did tell him, who's to say that after she does what you have requested, that you would still want to continue in the marriage with her? Mm-hmm. So she would have terminated her pregnancy for your benefit. Mm-hmm. In the end, you end up walking away. And why? I yeah. don't advise that. And I did say, I do see a lot of issues with you. Mm-hmm. Because for you to go from one extreme, it was extreme harsh. There was no balance.
Okay, balance.
There was no consideration that this is the mother of my other two children.
Mm.
There's no consideration for this is the life we built together. It's just, yeah.
That. Well, as you can see, everyone, this is meaty conversation on this show and, of course, on your show.
Yeah.
And speaking of the show itself, talk to us about how you even pull it together. Because, you know, when we met, of course, you were taking classes.
Yes.
And you were getting things going. And I want to know what your thought process was when it came to what you needed to do technically and practically to bring this to fruition.
You mean like the televised aspect of
right.
it?
Right. Because, I mean, I want to go ahead and break down the fact that I see your awesome open, you know, the graphics.
Oh, okay.
That, you know, are,
Thank you. Very nice.
And one episode I saw where there was a music video that opened
the episode.
And, you know, so those types of things, they take thought, they take time, they take...
Oh, I see where you're going.
Yeah. What do you need? What were you thinking about? What do I need to do and how am I going to do it?
Okay, so... There was a lot of challenges, but you spoke of it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When I started the classes here, I think we were in the thick of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So we already had, and we were faced with some challenges. And then I remember not being able to utilize the studio like I wanted to, because
right.
being in the studio, it has a different appeal. People are attracted to that. You're more credible when you're in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, what can I do to film at home and still draw them in? And I've heard that the first few minutes of a show is where you can capture the audience or you'll lose them altogether.
Right.
So I made up in my mind that just like the Wendy Williams show, the mm-hmm. Oprah show, and every show that has been successful,
mm-hmm.
you know, prior to me having the idea, they've always had an opening.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I did my due diligence,
mm-hmm.
and I sought out services that would I could pay for that would put together an opening that would capture you right away.
Right,
because
right.
the show is called Diva Speaks.
Right.
So you need to feel when you tune in, okay, diva, okay, oh, I get it. Okay,
right.
she a diva. And I'm talking a lot. So,
right.
yeah. So I knew I had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Being here as a part of the Access 21 family, you know, you learn about lights, you learn about sound,
mm-hmm.
you learn about all of that.
Right.
So I was equipped with the tools to build the show, but I needed to, and the idea, and I can talk, obviously, about relationships for days on end.
You got your stuff.
But, and you know, I recall the station from time to time
mm-hmm.
and ask different questions,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I found out that I could pull information
mm-hmm.
and different content from free websites
mm-hmm.
and build a show
mm-hmm.
versus just sitting here or sitting in the studio and talking. I need to give them a show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do shows that are the most successful have that are in my genre
mm-hmm.
or that I like that captured me? It's always been the show where you got a little bit of this, a whole lot of that, and then I got a little bit of this on the way out.
There you go.
That's what I'm giving. That's what I'm serving.
All right. And that's and that's the answer to the question that I was, because I'm going for that entire package. And that's what a lot of people are looking for. And in this day and age, a lot of times people are just blah, 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 flashing. And they shouldn't do that. We don't want to encourage that, where you're just scrolling and looking at everything. And like you mentioned before, if people are of this mindset where they're pointing fingers or they get caught up in that, then you need to bring something different. And that's what you do. And then you just articulated it perfectly when it comes to knowing that they still need to see a show.
They do.
And it still needs to be attractive. It still needs to pull you in.
It does.
So, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. And, of course, I often hear you talk about your faith and how that has helped you in your own personal
mm-hmm.
relationships. And then giving out to others. So talk to me a little bit about that. How do you bring that into the mix?
Oh, my goodness. So for people that don't know, I am born and bred and a native of Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
My church home for many, many years until I moved here was the Potter's House.
Okay.
Under Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him saying something in the 90s. I don't know why it stuck with me, but it stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I started to turn Diva Speaks into a business versus entertainment mm-hmm. that it clicked.
Okay.
All of a sudden, that sermon or that snippet of that sermon that I heard, it just shot out. He said that when you are operating in your divine purpose, mm-hmm. the enemy will fight you the hardest in the very thing that you were called to do.
Mm-hmm.
I am not exempt from that. The moment that Diva Speak took on a business, a brand, it became a brand, the very precise moment when I started Diva Speak's relationship ministry. Satan went for my neck.
Mm.
I feel comfortable sharing that. And I remember what he said, and I'm like, okay, so I'm doing the right thing, Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the temptation came. The temptation came, you know, people that, and this is how some of my sermons come about. And I say sermons for lack of a better word, but I'm talking about, I'm basing it or backing it with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't run with a pack. I'm not a cliquish type of woman. I have a very small circle.
Mm-hmm.
If I talk to you about something confidential, believe me, you rank very high in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have gotten it wrong a couple of times.
Learn.
I have learned that even though people, you hold them in high regard and you can share information with them, if you listen to them, they would take you off base, or you would never know how good God can be.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to them, you will find yourself in this cancel culture.
Mm.
I have also found that people take on this idea, and I'm being funny, but it makes a lot of sense. Two things. If the issue or the problem or the crisis that you're experiencing with your man, with your woman, with your husband, with your wife, with your boo or your bae, mm-hmm. if the issue isn't fixed in 2 to 5 business days, they want you to write it off.
Oh my.
I ain't got time for that. I wouldn't be putting up with it. God wants you to be happy. No, stop, please. We're not doing. No. Maybe what God is trying to do is expose the flaws and the cracks in the foundation with the both of you.
Mm.
You didn't get to this season of struggle in 30 seconds. And if we have 2 fully grown, mature adults,
mm-hmm.
why would you think if we're both stuck in our ways, which more than likely we are,
mm-hmm.
that magically things are just going to get better?
Mm-hmm.
Everything takes time, and people want to rush the process and ruin the results. People want a testimony mm-hmm. without having to go through the test. And then you get upset when you find yourself, you're without a husband or a wife, and you're watching other people work through theirs and God blessing them in a season of restoration, or they're experiencing the romance, the love, and the renewal of vows
mm-hmm.
like never before. But you're sitting over there with your bitter self because you ain't have time for that.
You so, tell them. problem.
When I speak passionately about mm-hmm. not allowing the enemy to get into your ear.
That's good.
With the best of intentions, people can give you bad advice.
Well,
people can give you advice and you will find yourself single, feeling alone and feeling like you're depressed mm-hmm. and feeling as if God failed you when that's not the case.
Well, I tell you, speaking of alone, and we touched a little bit on the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Angela, what have you seen or heard about these relationships as a result of the pandemic? Because we know that the pandemic unearthed or magnified a lot of things that were already going on.
That's true.
What would you say you have been able to see and been able to minister to as a result of the pandemic revealing some things in relationships?
It exposed cracks in the foundation. You see, a lot of people were just carrying on with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Things were good, or you can ignore them as long as we only had to come home after working 8 to 14 hours outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
When we get home to one another, we're only spending, what, maybe 2 to 4, 5 hours awake, and then we go back to bed and we wake up and we do the same thing over again. But when the pandemic came,
mm-hmm.
you were forced to sit with whoever you were with.
Right.
You were forced because there was no entertainment mm-hmm. outside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Most people were quarantined. We did go through that season.
Right.
So now you get to look at who your spouse or who your significant other has actually evolved into.
Wow.
And now you're getting to see that I don't really like this person.
Mm-hmm.
This person doesn't really like me.
Wow. Interesting.
And you got no tools, you got no resources,
mm-hmm.
you got no outside help at this time to help navigate through this difficult process.
Mm-hmm.
It was something new for all of us. It impacted most relationships, whether that was for the better or the worse,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people didn't make it out of that pandemic with their relationships or their marriages intact, unfortunately.
Yeah, that is very unfortunate. And it sounds like that there's a necessity for what you're doing. And so I'm so glad that you have the different platforms. You are talking from your heart to
yes.
people. Yeah. And before we wrap this session up, what are some things that you feel like people should walk away or take away just right now, you know, in this time where we are changing into a different season?
Yes, we are.
You know, and we want to move forward. So before we wrap up, what would you say quickly?
I would say, don't be so quick to throw away your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing out there, as the kids say, in these streets.
In these streets.
If you think you're going to find better, you're going to run into a situation where you're not.
Nice.
And then you'll find yourself regretting your decision. Make every effort
mm-hmm.
to accept your wrongs,
mm-hmm.
what you brought to the table,
mm-hmm.
and extend your partner grace.
Absolutely. And you know, another thing we can do is encourage people to continue to listen to you. And I thank you for being here tonight.
Dawn.
All
You're
right.
Welcome.
Okay. And everyone, I want to thank you once again for joining us for Simpact Spotlight. And we hope that you will join us again and tune in to Angela Puerto Real with Diva Speaks Relationships here on Access 21. And she'll let you know where else you can check her out. So we'll see you next time right here on the Spotlight. Have a good one.